This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get me all juiced up for the WrestleMania event, Saturday and Sunday, two-night event in Vegas. This sounds like somebody's intro song. Here comes Steel. His finishing move is the Grinder. You know what's really sad about the Royals is that there's a team in unidentified Region A's that have more runs per game.
How funny is that tweet from yesterday?
I saw you quote tweet it. I'm like, this had Bob on the floor.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, just...
I was dying yesterday. Somebody was talking about the A's White Sox, which, by the way, that was a, I don't know why I flipped that game on. I guess because it was on in the middle of the day.
Because you're watching Tyler Soderstrom just destroy the league?
I don't know what I was watching yesterday. But yeah, it said the Chicago White Sox versus the non-city affiliated A's. Yeah. Like, that's really, really good. That's
non-affiliated
great.
A's.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Where are they going to end up, do you guys think?
Vegas.
You think so?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
You think Vegas?
Why not?
I don't know.
In the desert.
I'm guessing Nashville. I don't know where they're going to end up. It just feels like that's a long shot at now. But who knows?
They want a team for sure.
We'll see. Do they? Do they want the A's? Do they want a team out there?
They want a team.
Yeah, any team.
They want something that's not the Titans.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking Nashville.
Nashville.
Oh, I thought
you were
talking Las Vegas. My bad. Yeah.
Pretty funny text here from the 816. Our son's room is a disaster zone.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is somebody gave us an idea to hide Easter eggs in his room that contain money to see how fast it gets cleaned up.
I love that idea. That is a brilliant idea because the kids are always, they have no money, right?
Yeah.
They do. I mean, now they're in high school. They need gas money. They need
DoorDash.
Going out, DoorDash, you know, DoorDash. I mean, where they're spending all their money, right?
Well, luckily for them, they can finance on DoorDash.
You can Klarna that thing up now, right? Or Afterpay that son of a gun.
Mac's still paying off his $7.99 chicken strip basket for Dairy
Queen.
Right, he got 2 weeks ago.
Left at $1.39 a week. Yeah. Hey, if you can finance it, go ahead and do it. But, you know, they need money. So we give them like $80 a month. We've told them. Like, you get $80 a month.
Damn.
So my wife gave them each April and May's money yesterday and said, you got $160 till the end of May. Make it work. My daughter immediately went out looking for a dress yesterday. Why do you need a dress? We're going to take pictures. Why? For the hell of it. Okay, fine.
Okay.
So that's why they have no money.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
At least she went to Marshall's, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah. Or just go to, like, what's the, like, Etsy? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's another, yep.
You think you get a dress, it comes back, it's just a t-shirt that's, like, those ones you get at the beach that's a dress on a t-shirt, like it's a bikini on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Tuxedo t-shirt type of
no
stuff.
Doubt.
That. Yeah, or you can go to Klarna, or not Klarna, Timu and buy
Timu.
That. Yeah,
Timu.
Yeah.
Timu,
yeah.
Timu.
Yeah.
It is Bob's birthday tomorrow, so wish him a happy birthday. On the 19th of April, he'll be 48 years young.
That's right, 48, baby.
The Royals record for home runs in a season, I believe.
I don't know.
By the entire team or one person?
I don't know. Oh. But there was something yesterday that was kind of funny because we were we'll play you this audio that we saw that just came up because it's draft season. But
and this is maybe the idiotic take of the year or the decade or the
you think so? Huh?
Yeah.
Travis Hunter, right? GM Andrew Berry of the Browns believes Travis Hunter's first home at wide receiver, his second home is at cornerback. If he's the pick, they want to be smart about how they start him. But Berry made it clear he's great at both. He compared Hunter to Shohei Ohtani, saying if he plays both ways in the NFL, he becomes a unicorn.
Yeah, but is he going to be as good as Shohei Ohtani? We're talking about what everybody now is resolved to the greatest baseball player of all time. I don't think, and I'm sure maybe there's some old heads out there that wouldn't want to debate it who did see Babe Ruth play, but I don't know how many people are alive that actually watch Babe Ruth play. But what we're looking at is
Sister Jean.
What's that?
Sister Jean's probably alive, or she's probably watched Babe Ruth. Maybe she's 106 or something like that.
He retired in 1948, and the only reason I know that is because my dad was born in 49. And I always used to think, man, my dad missed Babe Ruth by a year, right? My dad's 75. Will be 76 this year. So my dad was negative one the last time he played. So Sister Jean was definitely alive. Mm-hmm. Well, hell, she may have been 30 then.
remembers when he called his shot. Yeah,
she was at Wrigley that day.
She remembers the trade.
She may have been at Wrigley that day that he called his shot. She is in Chicago, right? Dang. I mean, you start to do the math a little bit. Sister Jean was at Wrigley that day. Damn. But like everybody says now, Shohei Ohtani's the best baseball player of all time. Everybody's admitted to that, right? So now you're drafting this kid out of Colorado who can play both sides, but you're saying he can be Shohei Ohtani. I mean, let's slow our roll a little bit. I think it's very difficult to play both sides of the ball in the NFL. I think you go for it and you do it, but I don't think it can be like, you know, like Shohei Ohtani where you can go out there and you know, play and dominate on both sides. I think that's going to be very difficult, but we'll see. I mean, I would have, you know, different circumstances where he plays on defense and plays on offense, and I try it as much as possible, but to put those expectations, he could be Shohei Ohtani. Just because he's playing both sides of the ball doesn't mean he's going to be Shohei Ohtani.
And a lot of that goes back to previous conversations that happened. I think Travis Hunter, like, said, you know, I want to be the Shohei Ohtani. He said something where Ohtani's name and Hunter's name was like compared in the same sentence. But I'm trying to think of like what he'd have to be on both sides of the ball to be the equivalent of Shohei Ohtani.
Because he'd have to be Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because when Ohtani was, you know, doing both, he was the MVP of the league and he could have been the Cy Young.
Yeah.
And like that means you're the best player and you're the best pitcher, which if you want modern terms, you'd have to be what? Pat Surtain Jr. as a corner, and then you have to be Justin Jefferson as a wide receiver.
That, yeah, if you want to do modern terms, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because, pretty nuts. I mean, that's wild.
But I just went to two Hall of Famers. Like, if you're Deion Sanders on defense, who probably is the best corner we've ever seen play the game, and you're Michael Irvin on offense, probably not the best wide receiver, but Hall of Fame wide receiver, you know. If you're that, well, yeah, then you're Shohei Ohtani. Or if you're Justin Jefferson and Pat Surtain, hell yeah, you're Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yeah, because I mean that's, I guess every year Ohtani, the Dodgers said he's getting ramped up more and more in pitching. They expect him to pitch in the second half of the season and in the playoffs. And then he's obviously one of the best hitters, if not the best hitter in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Just ask Juan Soto.
Yeah, last year he hit 50 plus home runs. I think he hit, 51 home runs and like 50 stolen bases, something we've never seen before. That's where the unicorn conversation comes, because it's magical. It's just, you don't see it. And for Travis Hunter to be a unicorn, in my opinion, he would have to be, you know, Justin Jefferson, or who's the best slot receiver in football? Devonta Smith, maybe he's up there.
Yeah, he's like, up there.
If he's Devonta Smith and he's Trent McDuffie, that's Shohei Ohtani of football. Like, you're one of the top three corners and the top three slot receivers in the game, right?
But
like,
he's not. I don't think he's going to be, guys. I don't think so. I think it's too hard in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's harder to do that in the NFL.
I think it's one of the most easiest things to say out loud, to say it's the easier said than done track. Like, you come from Big 12 football where you were great. But, like, how many of those players that you went up against receiver-wise are even going to be in the league?
How many drafted available players did Brett Veach say they had on the board? 202?
Yeah.
Okay, so just start whittling it down from that number. How many of those are wide receivers? How many of those played in the truck stop 12? You know, like, how many of those wide receivers are going to be even close to the caliber that he would be facing in the NFL?
And then the other part about it, too, is, like, when you look at it, Like, you're Travis Hunter, man. Like, you are still a kid to a lot of guys that have been in the league where all these men play. You are going to be target 101. Mm-hmm. You are going to be a focus on people's offenses when you're in defense. Be like, let's wake this kid up in the league. Let's see what he does. Because I always go back to this, and I've probably talked about this enough to where it makes you sick, but, like, I always remember Reggie Bush at USC being like, I cannot wait to watch that guy on Sundays. First game in the league, Saints versus the Eagles. Outside wheel pass, completely lawn-chaired. And I was like, that was like my hero in college football, and he just got absolutely plummeted by an NFL player. And I remember my dad sitting there next to me going, it's a big difference from one league to the other, because Huge. In one league where you're the best player in the league, now you might be the 12th or the 13th best player in your division, not just the league,
on your team.
Yeah, like, it's just, it was just crazy to see that. Plus, like, I do worry about Hunter's size, because that's like, I mean, Mac remembers my facial expressions when we walked by and him and Shador were doing like a
podcast.
Yeah,
you guys are like, I wish I would have seen him so I could have the same kind of impression that you do. But, like, that was, I was thinking in my mind the other day, that was well over 2 months ago that we were down there in New Orleans. I mean, we're talking about 10 weeks ago, and you guys are still talking about, like that had an impact on you guys.
It just blew me away, because we were going to get the wings from Bounty.
Yeah.
And I remember we looked over and I was like, hey, I'm pretty sure Shador's getting ready to sit down. He's like, yep. He goes, there's Travis. And I was like, that's Travis Hunter. And he's like, yep. And I was like, okay.
So he's to that small size where you're like, he better utilize his speed.
I mean, quickness. Right? You could snap him.
He looked in street clothes 5'9", 175.
My goodness, that's tiny.
Yeah, it feels
that is a slot receiver.
No,
that,
I mean, he looked
that's
like
a nickel
my side.
Corner. You
yeah.
know,
he looked like
he was going to go out there with Mac and cover him in the parking lot.
Yes, yeah. Legitimately.
Yeah, Mac would get floored by Travis Hunter in the parking lot. I would
him,
imagine,
break
but
him.
No, I think, like, we set these expectations. You break his
Skates.
Ankles. Yeah,
yeah.
I just think it's hard, man, when you set these expectations for these guys. Why can't Travis Hunter just go out there and let's see what he can do? Right, you're drafting him because he's an unbelievable athlete. You're probably drafting him 51% because he's a wide receiver, 49% because he's a cornerback. A little bit more leads towards the wide receiver side of things, right? And so I look at Travis Hunter and I think to myself, okay, I'm going to give him, if I'm the Browns or whoever drafts him, probably the Browns, I'm going to give him the opportunity to do everything that he wants to do. And then I'm going to make my determination from that. Okay, we're going to use you more on offense than we are on defense. And, you know, with Shohei Ohtani, he's only pitching once every fifth day, too. It's not like he's going out there every single day. To play both sides of the ball in the NFL on a consistent basis, man, that's exhausting, too. That is absolutely exhausting. There's no time to just kind of come down and catch your breath on the sidelines.
Right, you could also say that offensively, Ohtani had his greatest season ever, and he didn't pitch.
And he didn't
so
pitch,
like,
right.
It's the question of, like, if he were to pitch, would he still hit 50 and 50? You know, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases, or...
We'll see after the lockout.
Yeah, hopefully not. It's what we do in sports, unfortunately. Like, I'm for it and against it in so many ways, because I'm very contradicting when it comes to this, because I do love comps, but I also hate comps because I think it's unfair. But it's like, what do you base somebody off of? Because, like, who's the best receiver for the Browns? Jerry Jeudy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jerry Jeudy might smoke Travis Hunter in, like, training camp.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be video
Jerry
of that.
Jerry Jeudy's, what, a top 25 receiver in the NFL? Is that disrespect or is that about respect?
No, he had a good 6 weeks with Jameis Winston that catapulted him, yeah.
Yeah, he was great last year
Always
for the Browns,
tears up
right?
the Chiefs, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately,
like,
he does.
But, I mean, like, that's like that will be his, like, first test. We'll be okay, here's Jerry Jeudy.
Good
who's
route runner.
A top 25 wide receiver in the league, I think. And we'll say top 30.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I think he's top 25. Okay. I mean, you know, I'd challenge you to list 24 better, right? You probably get to about 10 and you're like, okay, maybe he is.
And so, like, that'll be your first test. To be like, okay, here's Travis Hunter going against Jerry Jeudy. And in that division where there is DK Metcalf, if he is drafted by the Browns,
in that
division, you have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Good luck. You have DK Metcalf and George Pickens. Man. Good luck. You know, Baltimore, you have Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers, yeah.
And DeAndre Hopkins.
And DeAndre Hopkins, yeah, big. Gotta watch out for Nuke, man.
A year ago, it was like, DeAndre Hopkins can play. Now we're like,
Well, this was almost 10 years ago.
Andy Reid, the first thing he said was the kid needs a lot of work and is not going to play. Alex Smith is our starting quarterback. So for me, that was a vote of confidence. But why you trade up to get him to wait on him? Like, if he's that good... You went over Deshaun Watson. You traded up, but I still got to wait on the cookies. The cookies ain't ready yet.
They ain't ready.
I don't believe in the system, the passing system that they have in the Big 12. Guys have not been successful with that transition to the NFL. So now let's get to Deshaun Watson. When we look at everything that transpired from Tony Romo, them trading Brock Osweiler, for them to be able to get Deshaun Watson, I believe was the best quarterback, because all of them have flaws.
Yes.
But I believe the only one out of them going to win a championship, if there is one, is Deshaun.
Chris Carter, ooh, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff. Take the day.
Yeah.
Or take your career.
Way to go, Chris.
No longer doing anything anymore.
Yeah, now, seriously.
To be fair, let's give him some sort of credit here. Big 12 quarterbacks were complete ass in the NFL for
a very long time,
especially from Texas Tech, right?
And that was an easy narrative back in the
day. That's all they ever said. Oh, okay. Don't believe in the system. Okay.
What system, Chris? Well, that one there. Which one would that be?
And we can all agree that the best thing in Mahomes' career was sitting behind Alex Smith and learning the game.
Absolutely was. So absolutely.
Everything gets nipped in the bud right there. And then he says, the first quarterback that's going to win a championship out of all of them, Deshaun Watson.
Which championship would that have been, Chris?
And he was up 24-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and saw it fizzle away so much and so quickly that they ran out of fireworks to celebrate.
Yeah, and his career pretty much fizzled away after that. Bill O'Brien got fired. He was never, the same. He was a creep. And then yesterday, I'm looking at this story in Cleveland, and they're talking about him potentially playing again this year and all. Like Cleveland, you just need to just go, man. Just move away from that guy. Just cut him off your roster. Don't have him near your organization and get a total cleansing. Yeah, you got to pay him, but that's your fault. I don't really care. I don't feel sympathy that you still have to pay the guy. You never should have signed the guy or traded for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos paid to get rid of Russell Wilson and the black cloud that was that. The Browns should do the same.
Absolutely, and look at what that did for Denver. Turned them right into a playoff team.
It's been incredible.
Yeah, Bo Nix was better than Russell Wilson as a rookie in 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, there's no arguing that, right?
Not only that,
absolutely no arguing.
Change the entire culture. You don't have a guy who has his own office.
Right.
You don't have a guy that has to have certain kind of music.
Yep.
You don't have a guy doing all this cringy stuff. You take all of that out, which is a lot of that. Is kind of lined up again. They're two different human beings. I'm not comparing their lifestyle, but I'm comparing how they are as a teammate. Russell Wilson was very selfish, was very self-absorbed. Deshaun Watson, same thing. There's that, like Max said, there's that black cloud that hangs over. You get that out of there, think about how your attitude changes when it's gloomy outside compared to when it's nice and beautiful outside. You're like, ooh, my energy's up. I got a little thing. I don't have this thing weighing on my back that's always in the room. Like, oh, God, he's here.
Right. No, we've all been with that person at work at one time or another where you walk in and you're like, oh, you just, it brings you down. Like, could you imagine walking into that building and just seeing Deshaun Watson there? You're stealing my oxygen, you creep.
All right, Matt, let's get to one word.
One word, one word on the Royals this weekend, guys.
This weekend? We're not there yet.
We're not, yeah.
Oh, but what will you think about this weekend?
Yeah.
Exhausting. You got to win 3 out of 4. You got to win 3 out of 3. And you got to face Tarik Skubal on Sunday. Now, you get Cole Reagans tonight, but he can't give up 2 runs or they lose. It's exhausting.
Yeah, I'm going to say vital because if you, fall on your face this weekend, you ain't getting back up in the eyes of a lot of fans. So vital, I think.
It's a good one.
One word on being able to finance DoorDash. Now, we talked about that earlier. You can now order a $20 sandwich and finance it.
Sad.
I thought he was going to say no words.
Yeah, no words. Speechless.
Pathetic. Like, why are you doing that? Like, if you can't afford it, why? It's like when we go back in restaurants. If you can't afford a tip, don't go out to eat.
Right.
If you can't afford to get DoorDash, look in your counter. I'm sure that ramen noodles, you don't have to finance that. That's 99 cents at the store. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Financing Coachella, financing DoorDash. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'll use Klarna and Afterpay for a lot of stuff. I have no problem doing that, but a $20 DoorDash? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's rough.
You could save half of that by getting your carcass off the couch and getting it in the car and going to pick it up yourself.
Seriously. Nebraska Furniture Mart has made $1 billion off doing that.
Oh, hell yes, they have.
It's 2029. Why am I still paying for this couch? You've got 19 payments left to $5.99.
My friend Britt told me a decade ago, he goes, Nebraska Furniture Mart is going to become like your water bill. You're just always going to have it. And it's true. It's always there. I think we finally paid ours off, but who the hell knows?
You'll get an envelope tomorrow in the mail.
What are we still paying on?
Happy birthday, Bob. Here's this. Yeah.
The couch you've had for 10 years. One word on the new college football rule. No more faking injuries, or at least they're trying to stop that. If you go down with the injury when the ball is spotted, it'll either be you lose a timeout. If you do not have a timeout, it's a 5-yard delay of game penalty.
Is this an epidemic in college football?
Yes, absolutely.
What, they flop in other sports, just not basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Ole Miss, soccer.
Ole Miss being the biggest perpetuator of this, but yes.
Good. Let's take that out of the game. That's stupid. Yeah. Faking injuries, dumb.
Yeah. Renaissance, right? Like, this is killing part of the game. Like, there's, you know, under 2 minutes left. You're up by seven. They're marching. Ah, I think I hurt my hamstring.
That's exactly right.
Go get a wheelchair and crap your pants, Paul Pierce. True story.
And what happens if they fake their injury and flop now? Do they lose a timeout or they penalize? Like, what if they don't have any timeouts left? Because that's why you're faking injuries, right?
Yeah. Five yard delay of game penalty.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we'll see if that's enough to really, you know, hinder people doing that. One word on Aaron Rodgers. He went on Pat McAfee yesterday and announced that he was announcing nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
So one word on that. And then I've got a question for after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say useless.
Boring. I turned it on. It was appointment television. It's the first time we'd seen him speak on anything, and it was nothing. He was just complaining about his Zoom going in and out, if he was able to talk on the Zoom, if he was going to have service. And then the whole time they kept saying, yeah, you're there. Oh, he's out. Oh, he's back. Yeah. Oh, he's in.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm glad I didn't, you know, I was at the J working out or something, and this was coming on. I'm like, I'll get the highlights on Twitter. And then I waited.
Then he was bringing up his dog. He was bringing up he's in a serious relationship.
With who?
I don't know. And again, I don't care. He doesn't need to tell me, but that's his private business. Yeah, I don't. You don't need to know who, if I'm ever in a relationship with him. I'm not going to tell him their name. It doesn't matter to you. So I don't mind that. But it's like, don't put cliffhangers on everything and then don't explain anything.
Yep.
Well, he's the boy who cried wolf now. And so is Pat McAfee.
Yeah. Like, it's time for them to separate.
Yeah. I'm just over it now because they promote this stuff all the time. And then he gets on there and he says nothing, but they're doing it's clickbait is what that is. And I'm to the point now with Pat McAfee, who I love. I think he does a great show and he's fun, but this whole Aaron Rodgers thing now has just become the boy who cried wolf, man. It just is. It's just fraudulent.
I'm over it now. I mean, like, it's not interesting anymore.
It's not interesting anymore, right? Aaron Rodgers, you know, thinks he's interesting and wants to be interesting, and we're all talking about him because he said nothing yesterday. But the whole big picture thing, like, it's time for this guy to move on, man. Like, stop holding the teams hostage and decide what you're going to do.
Because he said yesterday, I think the biggest key moments of the interview yesterday was that he said he would play for $10 million. That money's not an issue.
Mm-hmm. Offer him that.
Yeah, the other thing he said is that he flew halfway across the country to New York.
Wait, where was he flying from?
California.
So that's the whole way across the country.
Yeah. Or maybe he said, I flew across the country for a 2-minute interview with Aaron Glenn, who said, so do you still want to play quarterback? Yes, I do. Okay, you're not our guy anymore.
Yeah.
And he was just like super appalled by that. And then we don't know if that was anything whatsoever true or not.
I hope it is, because if it is, I'll become a Jet fan. I mean, seriously, I will root the hell for Aaron Glenn now, man, because that's a baller move and I love it.
And
sorry, you're not our guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, you could have just, like, you know, Zoomed me or sent me a phone call. And then it's like, but aren't you a man that, like, talks about respect, to be like, hey, you should do things face to face. You should do it the old fashioned way. Like, hey, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to tell you to your face that, you know, we're not going to go on anymore.
And
like, unfortunately, you know, you went back to, you know, Santa Clara or whatever he was living, and then flies to New York. It's not their fault that you live in California and their organization is in New York, because they're called the New York Jets.
Yep.
Because if he did give him a phone call, you know, the other way around, he'd be like, yeah, they just called me and disrespectfully told me I wasn't the starter.
Right, exactly. Right,
yeah. You can't win with this guy.
You just can't win with Aaron Rodgers. And that's the thing. Like, people like that who always just twist and twist and twist and twist and twist and twist to try to make you look like the jerk when they're really the jerk. And the best part about that whole thing yesterday was the people finding the tweet from Aaron Rodgers from 2013 that said, face-to-face meeting greater than phone call.
Yeah.
Always. And so that has made its way around the interwebs, and everybody's kind of talking about that. So Aaron Rodgers not only, you know, complaining about something, now there's receipts to prove that this is the way that he kind of wanted things done. And so I'm just at a point, it's a meeting in person greater than phone call, period, always. From 4/14/2013, that tweet was sent out, almost like, you know, 12 years to the date that tweet was sent out. So they met you in person, bro.
So as a show, as of today, we're done. We don't need to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore.
All right.
Fair?
Yeah.
Fair? Because 913, if you're over it, then ignore it. Quit talking about him. Only give him fame. It was the story yesterday.
Yeah.
It broke at 11:30 that he was going to join McAfee's show at noon or around noon and give answers to everything. And he didn't. So as of today, we're done. We won't have to talk about it. If he signs with the team, you can see it on Twitter, and I don't want to hear you 913 be like, did you guys see where Aaron Rodgers went? We're done. As a show, we have come to the decision that yesterday was the final straw. Nothing was said. Nothing was explained except for the Jets thing, And the fact that he has a dog, a serious relationship, and he doesn't know anybody, anything. Okay.
I love the Jet thing because what he's complaining about is probably how a lot of people in that organization felt. Don't forget, Aaron Rodgers came in for 2 years and cost so many people their jobs and probably some people their careers when it comes to a guy like Nate Hackett, right? That guy's never going to coach again in the NFL. So you look at what Aaron Rodgers did and all the collateral damage that he caused in that Jets organization. Suck it, Aaron.
And then somebody in the text line, you guys are being so petty. The Jets were absolutely wrong for that. Everybody is just so dumb, though, on snapping Aaron Rodgers in half. I get it. You guys don't like the guy. The Jets were
wrong. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wrong. Eric Glenn was wrong for how he handled that situation.
I don't know who
again,
that is.
We brought that up because of the text. He said it himself. I want to be told face to face, not over the phone. So listen to the whole conversation again.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.